the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
John, what up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how's it going? I was wondering if we can brainstorm some ideas together.
Wow.
Okay.
FML, let's get into it.
John, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, this might be an odd FML, one you're not used to, but I'm a high school student at Sacred Heart in Newmarket, and our school is fundraising for a Relay for Life. It's a fundraiser in support of the Canadian Cancer Society. The way that Relay for Life works is students create teams of 8 to 13 people and challenge each other on what team can raise the most money for cancer research. My team, Kens for Life, is running out of ideas on how to raise money. What should I do?
What are some of the ideas that you have?
Well, we thought of maybe doing a bake sale. We've gone around the community a little bit asking our family and members, and then I called you guys.
Bake sale was like, that was the one idea?
It goes bake sale and Roz and Mocha?
Well, you know, it's difficult to think of stuff sometimes.
How many of you are on your team?
We have 11 people right now.
Bro, out of 11 of you, you came up with one idea?
I'm not going to say we're the brightest.
No, neither are we.
Yeah, that's facts.
Okay. So hold on now. What are other people doing?
You know, you got lots of stuff. You got people doing raffles. People are doing, like, you know, the jelly beans in a jar, and you guess how many jelly beans there are.
Yeah.
You know, you pay a couple bucks to enter, stuff like that.
Okay. Oh, those are always fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping to do?
Well, as a school, our collective goal is $160,000.
Uh-huh.
So as a team, we're aiming for, you know, $2,000-$3,000. So we're trying to get our money up, you know?
Okay.
Well, yeah, but you need ideas, man. I was expecting you guys to come in here, John, and say,
like,
we came up with like these 10 things, but we don't know if they're awesome enough.
Or I was really anticipating, John, you saying, hey, listen, these are the 10 things we've done. They've been great, but we're tapped out of ideas. We've already raised this much money and we just need a little bit more to put us over the top. Got any ideas? Not like bake sale. Roz and Mocha.
Yeah. So you're literally starting from zero.
Well, we are getting close. We're at 1,600 out of our team's $2,000 goal. You know, we put some links on Facebook. We've made an Instagram account, you know.
By what? By like for the bake sale or just by asking people for money?
No, just by asking people so far.
Oh, okay. So you just need like that one thing that's going to help push you to your goal.
Yeah, just that one thing to get us over the edge.
Did you call us thinking that we were going to promote your link and then that way our audience would donate to your thing?
Well, part of it was just I'm running out of ideas, and you know you guys are pretty bright.
But are we your next idea? Like I'm sensing this is less of a hey let's brainstorm and more of a Roz and Mocha show is my next big idea.
Uh-huh. Help spread the word. Get us to our goal.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of that.
Well, you know, that's always a good plus in it. You know, that helps a little bit.
It's a fast one, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I know. I know.
So what's the link?
Well, if you go on your browser, on Safari or Google.
And I'm telling you
right
now.
We know how the internet works, bro. We're not that old.
Okay.
You look up Sacred Heart CHS Relay for Life.
Okay. Uh-huh. We are doing this one time and one time only.
Uh-huh.
And you click on the first link that pops up.
Yeah.
You'll get a button that takes you right to the Relay for Life page. It should say Sacred Heart.
Uh-huh.
And you can hit donate now.
Uh-huh.
After you've hit that link, after you've hit that button,
okay,
you can type in the team name, Ken's for Life, and you can donate straight to my team.
Who's Ken?
I like Ken from Barbie, you know? We're all just Ken.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe Ken was like somebody who went through cancer and is like in remission.
Barbie.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well,
dude.
You snuck your way on the show. Congratulations for that. That's a feat in itself.
I guess. And again, remember everyone, one time and one time only.
Yeah. Happy to help this one time.
And one time only.
Yes, and one time
only. Thank you.
All right.
Did you guys all brainstorm this during your session? Or was this like a you and you alone? Like, John was like, yo, I'm going to try, guys. I'm going to do this for the team, and I'm going to try to get on Fix My Life with Roz and Mocha.
Well, this was a couple of us who kind of thought of it. We're huge fans of your show, and we kind of thought, you know, this could be something that could work, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh. You want to give a since you're on the radio with us right now, you want to give a shout-out to the rest of the crew on your Ken team?
Yeah, shout out to Keenan and Jonah and John and Gabe and Aiden and the rest of the guys on that team. You know, those guys specifically, I know you're huge fans, so I hope you're listening and having a good morning.
There you go, man.
All right.
Hey, thanks, John.
Thank you, guys. I'm huge fans. Thank you for having me on.
All right, buddy. You got it, dude.
Good luck, man.
Good luck.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is
got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Diana, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. Welcome to Fix My Life.
Hi, good morning.
What do you need help with?
I need help with how to communicate with one of my friends.
Okay, so Diana, you wrote, says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I have a best friend who I've been friends with for over 10 years. We love each other to death, but we live very different lifestyles. She's more of a going out type of person, and I'm more of a homebody. Now, I do go out from time to time, but she gets upset when I don't want to come out. Also, she gets super upset when I don't invite her to things, but when I'm scrolling through social media and I see her going out without inviting me, I don't get upset. She's also very toxic with her communication. She doesn't calm and collective. Instead, she becomes sarcastic and passive aggressive. How do I let her know in a nice way that we can always talk about our feelings, even if our lifestyles are different?
Have you tried talking to her about this already and like kind of breaking it down the way you broke it down with us in your note to us?
I have. I'm going to say maybe a couple months ago, I did tell her, hey, you could always come and let me know, like, very peacefully. We can always find, you know, the mid-brain to all of this. And, I've told her about it.
How does that go over?
Basically was like, okay, I understand. But just recently she would see my stories without inviting her, I guess. And she'll just put a question mark. Mm. Now, a question mark can mean a lot of things, right?
So I think that like when she's inviting you out, right? Hey, come out. We're going to go do this thing. Come on tonight. And then you're like, no, because you're sort of a homebody. So you don't like doing those things, right? But then when you do something without her, her feeling is probably, hey, listen, I invite you everywhere, but she knows you don't want to go. But she invites you all the time. And then the one time you do decide to get off your ass and do something, you don't invite her.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right.
Are your nights out different from her nights out? Like when she invites you to go somewhere, is she at like 100%? And when you go out, you're more of like a 60% type evening?
Absolutely. I think that's what it is. And I think our going out idea are so different. Like she's more like of a club kind of person. And I'm more like, well, let's go to the bowling alley.
So why didn't you invite her to the bowling alley?
That's a good question.
Did you just not want, like, does her energy not match the energy of the evening with the people that you're with?
Sometimes, yeah. I would say she's very forward about her feelings. And when something bothers her, she comes right out and says it sometimes in almost a mean way, where I'm more of like the peaceful mediator. So I'll kind of say things a little bit more gracefully than she would.
I'm sort of seeing the friend side in all of this.
You're kind of X-ing from your life, your social life, sorry.
Yeah, I see her side. She invites you out all the time and you say no, and then you go bowling and don't invite her, right? Which would
be... with another set of friends? Or is it like with the same group of friends? Like, is it the same circle?
So sometimes it's different, but then there's one more thing that's kind of included in this as well. So if I invite her, she will invite other people that I don't know. So I'm like, what do I do now?
So, but why don't you tell her that?
I'm scared of hurting her feelings.
So why can't she bring her friends?
I don't know
if you're
them.
Just going bowling.
Well, I don't know them. I don't know if they're going to match my energy, if I'm going to be too annoying for them, or if they're going to annoy me.
You're the anti-hero in all of this.
Yeah, you're the one, I think, who, like, needs the tune-up.
Probably. I think I'm too much of a square.
I think you're very judgy.
I'm not at all.
You just gave us examples.
I think you are.
Where you judge
exactly
every single thing.
It's with us.
Yeah. No, I think you're very judgy. And I think that you're saying that, you know, you guys are best friends, and how do you, you know, talk, you know, through your feelings, but you've lived two different lives. Yeah, you live two different lives, but even on something where there could be a middle ground, say bowling, you don't think about her.
Makes sense.
So what do you want to do with her?
I would love to maybe go painting, maybe go to the museum.
But if she's not a painting and museum type of person, then to me, like, the middle ground is bowling, right?
Yes.
Like a fun night out where there's music, there's action, there's great conversation. That seems to me like the perfect opportunity for the two of you to agree on a night out where you will both have fun and no one will feel uncomfortable.
That makes sense. And I think, like, I don't mind if I go to the club maybe once in a while, just to kind of put aside maybe what I like, just to kind of explore what she likes a little bit, right?
Yeah. I
compromise, girl.
Yeah. I'm still sort of thinking this is a you problem.
I understand. I definitely can work on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that you need to figure out what this woman's place is in your life, because it's obviously, you know, it frustrates you when, you know, she invites you out all the time and you're just not that type of nightclub person, right? You find that frustrating because she should know that by now, but yet she keeps inviting you, because she thinks that you guys are friends. And then when you do something that is not a big outing at a nightclub, you don't even call her. And of course that upsets her.
That makes sense.
Right? Like, you know, of course you're not going to call her when you go to a museum because she's not a museum woman. Right? Mm-hmm. But like we said earlier, when you do those things that are, you know, perfect middle ground that makes a whole lot of sense, you leave her out of it.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out why you do that. Sometimes you get that one-on-one friend too in your life, right? Where, you know, you guys are great when it's just the two of you.
Uh-huh.
But once you start mixing them in with other people, it doesn't work.
Especially people that they may know that you don't know, or vice versa, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe she's just like your one-on-one friend.
Absolutely. I think that's what it is. That's a part of it, definitely.
Yeah, she's a one-on-one friend. But this is more on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. Like, come to a medium ground and you know, invite her out a little bit more. See how it goes from there.
All right, Diana.
All right.
We gave you the keys right there.
Thanks so much. I hope you guys have a great day.
Bras and mochas fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Hi, Sarah. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What's on your mind? Why are you here?
Can loyalty to a longtime friend withstand the revelation of his abusive behavior?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Okay,
what?
Sarah, you wrote, it says, hey, Roz, Mocha fix my life. My longtime friend's recent breakup has revealed that he was emotionally abusive, displaying narcissistic traits despite his loyalty, witnessing his mistreatment of his ex leaves me conflicted about our friendship. He's struggling with personal issues and substance abuse, but I'm unsure if I can continue supporting him knowing his actions. This dilemma weighs heavily on me, causing frustration and uncertainty, especially as I maintain separate friendships with both him and his ex. It's a tough spot.
Yeah, very. Have you had a conversation with him about any of this?
Yes. Yeah. Many times. Like, they broke up a few months ago, and it's been like a hard few months for both of them. So I've kind of been getting both sides of the story, and it's just been, it's been a lot, especially like finding out all the stuff that he's kind of been saying and doing to her and like manipulating her over the year.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've known this guy for over 10 years, and he's one of the most like loyal and trustworthy people I know, but like, I can see him doing all of this stuff. It's just like in his personality. Like, I'm realizing now that he's very narcissistic,
mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, like, how can I be friends with someone who would do that? Like,
so the question is, after knowing all of this, why are you still friends with him?
I've known him for so long.
So,
and like,
so?
Yeah, that's the question that keeps coming into my brain is so, and like, I don't know, it's just really hard. Like, I believe he's a good person on the inside, but I don't know. Like, it's so hard for me to just like cut him, especially because he's going through a lot right now with his family too. And he's been and with the breakup, he's been kind of like turning to like substance abuse. And like, it feels like I'm almost choosing sides, which I don't want to do. And I also don't want to like abandon him in his time of need. Like, am I just contributing to his downfall?
Why are you so concerned about his feelings and not your other friend's feelings?
I'm very concerned about her feelings too. That's why I'm so conflicted, is because I am concerned.
How does she feel that you're still maintaining a friendship with this guy?
She wants me to maintain a friendship with him because she knows he's going through so much. Uh-huh. And that's what makes me conflicted.
What's he going through? He was a crap boyfriend and got dumped.
He was.
Right?
Yeah.
And got dumped. And then everybody in the friend group started finding out how emotionally abusive he was, right?
Yeah.
So what's all the other stuff he's going through that's not self-inflicted?
His dad has gotten sick and he's the only one who's able to take care of them. And so he's been kind of like going through that because him and his dad never had a good relationship. And now he has to be like the main breadwinner in his family. And
Okay. So here's what I'm guessing he's doing, right? Is that he is attributing how he acted in that relationship to all this other stuff that's going on in his life.
Yeah.
Right. That's excuses.
Uh-huh.
Right. And so what it does for you is it puts you in a position to support. Because what you're doing is you're now rationalizing all the awful things he did to his ex-girlfriend and justifying it by all the stuff that he's dealing with in his life. And then therefore what you're doing is propping him up and completely excusing everything he did to that woman.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the exact opposite of what I want to do. Like,
correct.
I just want to support her and be there for her.
Then do that.
Like, I can't do that. Then his friend.
You got to pick one.
Are any of your other friends, like in your friend group, kind of doing the same thing as you, where they're still friends with him and I guess his now ex-girlfriend?
I mean, I've talked to, like, there's only like a few of us because a lot of them have stopped talking to him over the years. And one of my friends says, like, she can't talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
And
so are you, like, basically
says,
the only,
like,
one then?
No, my other friend is also like, we can't just leave him. Like, he's our friend. We've known him forever. Mm. Like, you're going to be choosing this girl that you've only known for a year.
Why did all these other people stop talking to him over the years?
Because he's a lot to handle. He's very like,
but there's a pattern there. Yeah. Like, everyone else noticed, right?
Why are you so attracted to this toxic guy?
I'm not attracted to him. Stop. I'm married.
But I don't mean necessarily even romantically attracted, but you're attracted.
We've just known each other since high school. I think that's what it is. Like, I have like this loyalty where it's hard for me to just like drop him.
But you're,
knowing that,
you're not loyal. You're enabling.
Yeah, you're right. I get that.
Right. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And you got to stop that.
Yeah. Does it make me like a bad person though, to just drop him in his time of need?
Does he have other people around him that's helping him out?
No, he doesn't. That's the thing. He doesn't.
He needs to realize that the excuses that he's making don't justify anything, and that the majority of what he's going through, with the exception of the stuff with his dad, is completely self-orchestrated. He put himself in this position. Nobody else did.
This is what he's done to himself.
Right.
But, and he acknowledges it, but it's like I know this is just his personality.
But you keep saying stuff like in his time of need, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
I think you need to focus your attention and energy on the ex, on the woman that you're also friends with.
Okay. Yeah.
All right?
I get that.
Yeah.
Does that help, Sarah?
Okay. Yeah, it definitely does.
Cool.
All right, girl. You have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hello, hello, is this Holly?
Hi, guys.
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. Welcome to Fix My Life. What's going on with you?
Sleep is very alarming in my house.
Oh, damn. Holly, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. My boyfriend used to be an early riser, but now he sleeps in until about 5:45 or 6 a.m. Wow, that's still early. However, he sets his alarm for 4 a.m. and every 15 minutes until 5:45, even on weekends, which disrupts my sleep as I wake up at 6:30 for work. He sleeps through all of these alarms, and I often have to turn them off myself. When I've turned off the early alarms to get more sleep, he gets upset, claiming he planned to wake up early. This pattern exhausts me, and even our daughter hears the alarms from her room. I need to sleep, but I don't want to start a fight by turning off his alarms. What should I do? I'm going to tell you one thing. I read this. Maury sent it to us last night to get ready for today, and I had my computer open on the table. And Catherine walked by and read it over my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And she wants to wring your husband's neck.
I want to wring your husband's neck.
Yeah.
I want to wring his neck. I'm exhausted again today. It happened again this morning.
What is his deal for setting the alarm at 4 a.m. and waking up at 5:45?
So in his defense, he used to be in the military. So he would wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. They'd get up, they'd work out, they'd do their thing. Well, he's not in the military anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So once in a blue moon, he'll get up, he'll go to the gym at that time, and then he'll get ready and he'll go to work. But I've noticed lately that he's sleeping in. So why do you have those alarms on your phone?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just tell him, like, listen, if he's not going to get up at that time, you know he's not going to get up. He knows he's not going to get up. Like, change the friggin' alarm and stop being a douche.
Like, I tried to talk to him about it yesterday, just, like, touch on it. Like, I'm like, hey, he's like, how was your day? I'm like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, oh, why? And I just looked at him, and I'm like, you really don't know why?
Is there, like, in his mind, like, no compromise whatsoever? Like, if everybody in the house knows he's not getting up at 4 a.m., he knows deep down in his heart, he's not going to, he may want to get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, we all want to get up at 4 a.m.
Sure. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go work out, or I'm going to do this. I'm going to cross these tasks off my list, right? By getting up at 4 a.m. But he damn well knows that he's setting all these alarms that he's not going to get up at 4 a.m. So just set the alarm for like even 5:30.
Yeah. Like, I'm fine with that. Mine start going off at like 5:45-ish, like so I can be up by 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
But like, at that point, he's gone because he leaves early for work, and the kids are still sleeping. Like, my daughter comes in my room the other day at, like, 5:30 in the morning, and I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I heard Dad's phone going off.
Also, there's been a lot of research done recently on how terrible the snooze is for you and your sleeping. And it's actually not good to hit snooze. Like, snooze is the one thing that you should not do because it doesn't benefit you the way that you think it does. And the way that waking up and falling asleep, waking up and falling asleep, like, it actually does harm rather than sort of give you those extra 15 minutes. So it's not even 100%. Good for you to use the snooze.
Holly, have you suggested, I mean, I don't know what your setup is like at home, but like, if he wants to set his alarm for 4 a.m. every day, knowing damn well his ass is not getting up at 4, and that it's so disruptive to the house, is there another room for him to go and sleep in with all them alarms?
Yeah, so I suggested that, and he didn't like that. He's like, I'm not going to sleep in the guest bedroom. And I'm like, well, then change the alarm.
Yeah, so here's what I would suggest for you, right, is why don't you take control of the alarm? Okay. And let him know and just try this out for a week. Don't say you're going to try it out. Just make this the sort of ongoing plan, but you'll know what the deal is after a week.
Okay.
Tell him that you're going to control the alarm now. You will set a 4 o'clock alarm every single day and nothing between 4 a.m. and 5:45. And at 4 a.m. when that alarm goes off, you're going to wake him up and say, get your ass to the gym. If he doesn't get out of bed immediately, it's silence until 5:45.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
Great advice.
Because if you want to get up at 4 a.m., then get up.
Yeah, so that's the deal. Okay. So you're now in charge of the alarm, and I say during that week, maybe once, just out of spite, he gets his ass to the gym at 4.
I'm just going to kind of take the phone and say, so this is what we're doing this week.
Yes.
And we're going to see how it goes.
Yep. When you're dealing with somebody who has been in the military, they are so structured And they letting go of schedule is extremely difficult for them.
Yeah. Some mornings I'll get up and he'll just be doing push-ups in the mirror at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, my guy.
Yeah. And then like he's so like I'm the last one to leave, and he's like, you better make the bed like the way the bed is made. And
yeah.
I was like, there's a certain criteria, there's a certain standard to this stuff. Like,
wow. But no, you're now the boss of the alarm. You're not going to take 4 a.m. away from him, but you're the boss of the alarm.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Good luck to you and the Push-Up King.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm on episode 54 of the podcast.
Oh,
and
my God, that's so far back.
Yeah, so I've been listening since I was like 15, but what happened was I didn't get on the podcast until like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And then I was listening to all the new episodes, and I thought I need to go back and start from the beginning. So I'm on episode 54 right now. You guys are absolutely hilarious. And I just want to let you guys know that you can turn anybody's bad day into a good day just by making us laugh.
Holly,
thank you for that.
Your support means the entire world to us. We do this show for people like you. So thank you for sharing your time with us. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
You're not going to like me, Mocha, but I'm a diehard Roz fan.
Hey-o.
He gives great advice. I'll give him the. I'll
smooth,
applaud
cool
the
guy.
Oh,
yes.
Stop it.
By the way,
stop
smooth, cool it. Dude, Holly.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's not whatever. Okay, like it almost hurts more when you screw it up.
Cool. Love you in my eyes.
Okay.
Love you, Holly.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.